You just kind of talk about the rhythm you guys got in, especially those first two drives.
Yeah, you know, we really wanted to start fast. We wanted to keep our tempo going, and I thought we got to establish that. You know, really proud of the way we started the game for the offense, but across the board, just an amazing team win. And so much more fun when you win this game. So much more fun. So that was great. Defense plays so well against a really tough rusher and a great offensive unit, an awesome quarterback, a team that's never out of it, you know, no matter what the score says, because with number nine at quarterback, that guy's he's really good, and he's had some big-time comebacks, so those guys held up tough.
Mark, what did you see in any way on the read option where it was obvious that you ran the ball?
Somebody said I had 27 yards, so that was, I better go ice down. Hey, thanks. So, you know, you just got to read it out and, you know, continue to trust it. And that was, that's been one of the toughest things for me. So, coach has been great. And that was, to be honest, the one down on the goal line, Foles has helped out a lot. Just when we're watching film and watching run plays and stuff, you know, he'll just chime in and say, hey, that's a give. This is a keep. This is boom. And when we're watching his film or other guys' film that have played Dallas and stuff. So, he's been a huge help.
So you saw something against Dallas then more than you'd seen it with other teams?
We've seen it with other teams too, and it just depends on if it's right or not. And, you know, so you just got to read it.
He only had 44 fewer yards than Murray rushing.
Mark, a touchdown pass to Matthews. Can you kind of take us through it?
He ran a great route. We protected the heck out of it and got me out of the pocket a little bit and just try to keep him going in stride. You know, those are the ones that, you know, you try and get too cute on it and you almost slow him up. You want to just take it in rhythm and, you know, exhale and let it go.
Mark, the tempo on the first, on the first two drives seemed like it was even faster than you had been running up to this point. Do you feel like as you get more experience in this offense, you can go even faster? And was that an emphasis today?
We hope so, you know, and we never want to get complacent with that. You can always go faster. Just ask Coach Kelly.
Mark,
he'll tell you.
You mentioned that it feels a lot better to win this game.
Yeah.
Can you speak to 2 years ago and what happened and whether this kind of that aside?
It sucked. I ran into some guy's butt and dropped the ball in the turf and they scored. I mean, I don't know if it gets – I mean, that's like my favorite holiday, so that's not cool. That's really a bummer. But, you know, the game plan was try not to do that, and we accomplished it. So 27 yards is rushing is just icing on the cake.
Mark, I know how Chip talks about one-game seasons.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is the Dallas Cowboys. You mentioned how the people in Philadelphia feel about playing the Dallas Cowboys. Did you kind of sense and feel that going into that into this game?
I mean, there's
what it meant to everybody?
There's so much put into this game, and that's what's great about Coach Kelly is no matter how big this thing gets on the exterior, for us inside this locker room and stuff, nothing changes. The ball's the same size. The field's the same size. No matter how big and everybody wants to say, you know, this national TV game and this is, you know, life or death and all that. I mean, come on, you got to put it in its place, understand what it is, and then move on. And I'm just really proud of this effort on such a short week. So awesome job by the defense, offensive line. It was just really fun, really fun. And we still left a ton of meat on the bone, man. We're in the freaking red zone so many times, and we just we didn't convert. So we, as fun as this is, we'll enjoy it for a couple days, but we sure have a lot of work to do.
Well, there might be meat on the bone, but you know the people in Philadelphia, after beating Dallas, are probably having second helpings right now.
That was good, yeah.
In the end zone, was that supposed to be a back shoulder fade that just kind of went off a little bit? Or?
Yeah, I mean, the guy made a pretty good play, and just didn't go in our favor.
Mark, so. Can you talk about McCoy's day and just how much you see him get
going? I mean, he goes over 1,000, Matt goes over 1,000. That's really cool accomplishments for those guys. And, echo, test, hot mic. What is that? Hello? That was crazy. We good? Yeah. I mean, both of those guys, they hit some, huge milestones and, awesome. And I know the first thing those guys would say is Shady can't do it without the guys up front, without the receivers blocking downfield, without Gardner stepping up big in the run game. You know, that kind of stuff. They're unselfish players. They're fun to play with. And this is a tight-knit group. This really is a family. And we had a happy Thanksgiving.
Mark, there was an exchange in the, I think, the third quarter where you had called a timeout, but you were saying something to Riley. Can you take us through what happened?
Yeah, I just said, you know, we're a family. And families, get heated and get upset. And that's the way it goes, you know. And both of us had something to say. We said it, and that was it. And no. But it was, I mean, that's the kind of, I'd rather have something like that than a guy that's just uninterested, doesn't care, isn't ready to play, doesn't work as hard as Coop does. You know what I mean? That he's playing his butt off. And that's the best part about something like this is neither of us took it any further. That's it. I mean, right or wrong, we move on because we got another team to play. And no matter what, we're gonna play together and play our butts off for each other. Whether we're upset or not. So that was awesome.
The storyline of what happened the last time you played on Thanksgiving was kind of played up a little bit heading into this one. Can you imagine that?
That's so weird.
I wonder if at any point did you think about that? No. Have you had time to reflect on kind of where you've been to where you are now?
I mean, it's just been an incredible journey. The whole thing, playing in this league, wearing a Jets logo, wearing an Eagles logo. I mean, this is an absolute dream come true. The best of times, the worst of times, it's still there. A lot of people would love to be in this position, you know, no matter what. And I'm very thankful. I'm very blessed. And a lot of family watching back home and just wanted to play well for them. And just thrilled about the opportunity.
No turnovers today for the first time since you took over for Nick. I know that's the focus every week, but...
We didn't turn it over versus Carolina.
No, I mean,
I didn't turn it over, did I?
Okay, sorry about
that. Come on, man. What are you doing?
Kill me, dude. I mean, you got to be happy with the fact.
Oh, that was huge. That was huge. And you don't turn it over, you're at least going to give yourself a chance. And that was great. It was so fun.
Just the red zone, I mean, I wouldn't feel like has to work better.
Oh, we got to convert, and that's better throws. Better on in the run game, better in the pass game. We gotta get open. I gotta hit guys. It's there's plenty to work on and some really good film to watch. So I know how these guys are. They're gonna be enjoying this game, but to be honest, Tuesday can't come soon enough.